From KETR News, this is The Morning Bell, a discussion of all things education in Northeast Texas. On today's episode, we continue our discussion on the use of tasers in schools as we talk with local law enforcement and get their take on the matter. It's the last day of February, the 28th of 2014. Last week on The Morning Bell, we talked with Matt Simpson, who is the policy strategist for the American Civil Liberties Union, about a recent letter they sent to the TEA and Governor Rick Perry asking for the banning of taser use in schools. And today we have the other side of the argument, local law enforcement for school districts. We've got the chief of police for Commerce Independent School District, Joe Venable, with us to talk about it. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So we'll just dive right in. Do you think it's a good idea to keep the use of tasers for defense, or do you think that we need to get rid of them?
I think it's a very good, anything less than lethal, I'm a proponent of, and taser is definitely less than lethal.
Growing up in Commerce Independent School District, I know that there's not a huge a discipline problem, a fight problem and things like that at Commerce High School compared to other districts in the region. Because of that, do you think that Commerce ISD will ever get tasers?
Right now, my plan is to acquire a taser for the next school year and have a very tight policy on when and when they cannot be used. We like any school district, we have discipline. If we didn't, there would not be a need for assistant principals. There would not be a need for me, although I do my best to stay out of the discipline side of things. I prefer to use verbal skills to de-escalate a situation the best I can. The last few years have been much easier than when I first started, a little rougher then. The reason that I am pro-taser and plan to acquire one is in the instance where a certain student, any student, that is having a difficult time, makes a bad decision and puts me in a position where by the law, I would be justified in using deadly force. In any situation where you can get a situation under control by using less than deadly force, obviously it's what we want to do. And I can think of some instances where a taser would most likely disarm or de-escalate a situation without having to use deadly force. I'm thinking of a child that or a teenager or whoever that gets their hands on a sharp object and is in distress, and maybe talking to him could get that person down, but if we get to a point where we can't, using a taser versus a deadly force would certainly be a better option.
Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, you've heard both sides of the arguments on the issue, but now we want to hear your comments. You can email them to me at daniel@ketr.org with the subject tasers, and we'll use some of these emails next week on The Morning Bell. Coming up on your local events calendar, which you can always find at ketr.org/events, the Greenville FFA will be holding their 18th annual auction and dinner this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. The dinner will start at 5 and the live auction will begin at 6. Donations are accepted, but other than that, the dinner is free. And if you'd like to donate an item, you can contact Christy Thompson. Her information is on our website, ketr.org/events. There's the bell, so that means we are out of time. Again, don't forget, email your comments on the matter to daniel@ketr.org, and we'll have those on next week's episode of The Morning Bell. For KETR, I'm Daniel Starks.